it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's look at the pace attack as well, because that's an interesting one. We've got these developing young players now. Ben Sears is a travelling reserve. Willow Rourke couldn't make this particular squad. So was there a bracket there around including another bit of extra pace alongside Lockie for, say, maybe some more regular speeds like the Southey, the Henry, the Bolt?
Yeah, that was certainly discussed. I suppose Sears' primary role has been similar to that as Lockie's. He doesn't take the new ball for Wellington that I can recall of, and he sort of acts in that third or fourth seamer role. So with Henry, Southey and Bolt all providing new ball cover, we felt that balance was better on a game-to-game basis, whereas if Lockie were to go down or if somebody else, then Ben could come in and perform that sort of enforcer role. Lockie probably more skilled with the new ball, able to swing the ball a little bit more than Ben typically does. So that was sort of the thinking there. It's more of a roles-based selection decision, and where we're likely to see each player used.